Good morning. It's December 1st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and you're listening to Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming by Stephen Sharp Nelson. Unchanging. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. James 1:17 NASB. A good friend of mine plays the cello about as well as I play the violin. Let's just say if we're ever in Carnegie Hall, we'll be facing the stage, not the audience. I went over to his house last week on a Saturday to work on Christmas carols together. There were several reasons for this. One, carols are notoriously easy. Two, his wife promised me homemade turkey soup. Three, there was at least a chance that the last year might have brought marginal improvement in our duet skills. He's now retired. I'm working only half a day with patients, but still taking night call. He's a little older. I'm a little older. We both have some new pains. Some of our kids have new jobs, new marriages, new babies. The pandemic has altered both our lives as well, just like everyone else. In short, things change. We change. But my friend was preparing to lead a group of fellow believers in a discussion of one of the characteristics traditionally and scripturally attributed to God, immutability. Oxford English Dictionary says immutable means not subject to or liable to change, unalterable, not varying in different cases. Christians, who have at least some familiarity with the Bible, however, often wonder how that could possibly be the case. Isn't the God of the Old Testament angry and vengeful, and the God of the New Testament the epitome of love and compassion? Didn't God decide to destroy his people Israel for their unfaithfulness, leaving only a small remnant, and decide to replace the law of Moses with a new covenant in which only faith in Christ is necessary to attain righteousness, adequate to come into his presence? Isn't that change? Everything that we know of ourselves, of animals, of plants, of the climate, the planet we live on, even a universe subject to the forces of entropy, confirms that literally everything changes. But God is unchangeable, and that along with his eternal attributes, his holiness, his omniscience, his omnipresence, separate the Creator from mankind. But God is also spirit and invisible and outside of time. That means that when we say, "But he changed his mind," we're using an anthropomorphism. In other words, we're using human attributes to describe a behavior of the Creator, because we have no other way to express our limited understanding of him. The scriptures never say that God cannot alter his response to changing human circumstance. What they do say is that God's character is unchanging. Nothing about humanity or the world we live in is completely reliable, but God is. His purposes never change. His love never changes. We can rely on him fully and at all times. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we are relying on that will, being for our benefit, without knowing the specifics of his plan for us. James Montgomery Boyce points out in Foundations of the Christian Faith that a perfect moral being cannot change by definition. Any change for the better means he wasn't perfect before, and any change for the worse means he's heading towards sin and imperfection. This differs from the Greek philosophical concept of immutability, theia, in their gods, which meant unchanging and unaffected by any outside force. This, they felt, kept their gods sovereign. But Scripture tells us that Yahweh, the one God, is unchanging in nature, unchanging in his attributes, but responsive to the plight of humanity. So vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and God is love, are not an anathema, but scriptural evidence of our God's responsiveness. A good father may punish his children and still love them. Ultimately, he may judge them evil and rebellious, or good and faithful, and the changes in us and our environment are due to a fallen world, not a changing God. We can take comfort in knowing that God never differs from himself. In his love for us, he is always available, always receptive, always willing to listen to us, whether we are thankful and praising or angry and needy. Scripture is about the progressive revelation of God to man, and his ultimate revelation is Jesus Christ. John 14:7 NIV. Jesus could scorn the Pharisees with seven woes, turn over the money changers' tables, and yet cry over Lazarus and Jerusalem. God responds to human circumstance and remains immutable in his nature. 1 Peter 1:20. Our opening verse says the Father of lights is without variation or shifting shadow. In the NASB, I love that. Think of dusk and the way images can transform in the growing darkness. Why do you think you saw monsters in the closet when you were three? There is no shifting shadow in God's image. He's unchangeable. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God changes not. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Father God, we shift and change on our expression of love for you and others. Our faith often waxes and wanes. Thank you that you are never changing in nature, in attribute, in loving attitude. You are the only constant on which we can rely. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.